One of the most compelling aspects of in-store display measurement is how easy it is to actually take advantage of the data. For people who don't do analytics regularly, it can be surprising that data doesn't always create new understanding, and new understanding doesn't always generate new action. That second point in particular can be a painful reality, as it's far from uncommon to get interesting data, but simply not to see a straightforward path to using it to change anything. But what we found in display analytics is that the path from data to understanding to action is remarkably straightforward, and I want to highlight a recent project as an example. The work, for a retailer with more than 500 stores, focused on their front-of-store feature area. Near the front of these destination stores is a set of feature tables that highlight seasonal product trends. One of the big questions the client had about the area was whether anyone actually stopped and looked at the product. That's a pretty basic question, but it highlights a real truth about in-store display. For the most part, nobody has the faintest idea how shoppers behave at key merchandising areas in the store. They installed our merchandising analytics system at a couple of key stores to measure this key feature area, and what they learned was fascinating. The initial area was set up as a five-table layout with four tables forming a square and the fifth table in the center. There was plenty of space for shoppers to flow directly through the feature table area. Despite that, they learned that the center table was hardly trafficked. Of all the shoppers passing through the area, only 7% entered the engagement zone around the center table. Virtually all the traffic flowed along the right-hand side of the feature tables and across the front face toward the cash wrap. They also saw that product interactions by table varied significantly, and that the feature with the highest interaction engagement rate was the third most heavily trafficked. And, of course, they got their basic questions answered. They could see how much traffic passed by the display and what percentage engaged with it. Here's the thing. Answering that main question didn't really generate much action, but looking at the other data sure did. The first test they ran involved moving the center table to the front face where the traffic actually passed. The result of that simple test? An almost 500% increase in the amount of traffic and engagement at that table. You don't get test results like that very often. More structured testing involved rotating product sets to heavily trafficked areas, adding disruptive displays to alter the flow of traffic into the area, and changing the type of product on the tables. Thinking up this kind of visual merchandising test isn't rocket science. The testing ideas are obvious. The measurement, once the system is in place, is trivial, and the results consistently impactful. Believe me, that combination of easy test ideas, straightforward measurement, and impactful results is an analyst's dream.